From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An explosion at a subway station during Friday morning's rush hour in London sent people scrambling for safety. Sally Faulding was there.
I just suddenly saw people running up the carriage, and it just wasn't one or two. It was a whole surge of people moving up the carriage. And as we were pulling into the station, and then we stopped, the doors open, so I ran as well.
One passenger on the train said there was a massive flash of flames reaching the top of the train, followed by the smell of chemicals. London police say an improvised explosive device was the source of the fire. Mark Rowley is police counter-terror chief.
As you have seen, the reports of 18 injuries, and I understand most of those to be flash burns. The scene currently remains cordoned off, and the investigation continues.
British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson appealed for calm.
It really is important not to speculate at the moment. I think obviously everybody should keep calm and go about their lives in the normal way, as normal as they possibly can.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan said the British capital will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism, and British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to chair an emergency government meeting later on Friday. NATO has called for a global response to North Korea's latest missile launch. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to international peace and security, which demands a global response. The UN Security Council will meet later on Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has called for new sanctions to be firmly imposed in response to this latest North Korean missile test that violated Japanese airspace. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has made it clear on Thursday that no deal has been reached with Democrats regarding the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which was put in place to protect undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Zlati Tsahok has the latest.
Protests against eliminating protection for immigrants covered under DACA have taken place across the country. President Trump met with Senate and House Democratic leaders to discuss a solution. But after the meeting, he said any deal with the Democrats would have to include their approval of massive border security, including a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico.
We have to have a wall. If the wall is going to be obstructed when we need the funds at a little bit later date, we'll be determining how much we need, then we're not doing anything.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and her Senate counterpart Chuck Schumer issued a joint statement saying they agreed with Trump that funding for the wall would not be part of a deal on DACA. Trump indicated in his tweets that he is not eager to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who, as he said, have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own. Zlati Tsahok, VOA News, Washington.
Vietnam says it has evacuated at least 79,000 people ahead of Typhoon Doc Suri, which has made landfall on Friday in the country's central region, bringing heavy rain and wind. Despite winds of 175 kilometers per hour, officials say there have been no immediate reports of casualties. An American drone attack in a remote northwestern border region of Pakistan has killed at least three suspected militants and injured another, said tribal and local security sources. U.S. officials rarely acknowledge drone strikes on Pakistani soil, but if it is confirmed, Friday's attack would be the first since President Donald Trump unveiled his strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia about a month ago. In his August 21st policy speech, President Trump accused Pakistan of harboring Haqqanis and Taliban insurgents, warning that he would no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe haven for terrorist organizations. As the number of Rohingya refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar to the relative safety of Cox's Bazar in southern Bangladesh reaches nearly 400,000 people, aid groups are escalating their response to an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. The needs are varied, from emergency shelter to health services to clean water and purification to dignity kits or essential items for women and girls who've been displaced. Most of the refugees going to Bangladesh are women and children. Among its duties, the International Federation for Red Cross and Red Crescent has provided water to more than 20,000 people. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.